universal expositions that exist in 1850 have been traditionally the place to showcase progress, technical progress, new industrial development, products, technologies. And this, in a modern connected world, is not anymore needed as such. And this has generated a shift some 15, 20 years ago from generic universal expositions towards thematic ones. And the 2015 Universal Exposition of Milan is focusing on food. And if we recall the challenges identified in RioPlus20 by the UN in the future we want, exactly cities and food were one of the seven, or two of the seven, challenges. The second element is that 2015 is a key UN year. SDGs will approve, climate change, COP in Paris, and many other elements. So in that sense, the fact that one of the seven challenges are focused in that year is a huge opportunity.
Could you tell me how is the UN contributing to the expo?
Once we were able to pull input from all the interested agencies, more than 20 of the UN have contributed. We have, on one hand, drafted a theme statement as any participants that is structured around the Zero Hunger Challenge launched by the Secretary General in Rio. We can say it's a Zero Hunger Challenge 2.0, taking advantage of the process afterwards, strengthening the issue of gender and women.
Is the UN highlighting any specific issues for the visitors at the expo?
There are nine thematic areas of rice, of tubers, of vegetables, of fruits, of coffee, cocoa, and so on. There, the corresponding thematic input is showcased through a construct in which a big spoon of the logo of the Zero Hunger Challenge in the blue colors of the UN, 3.5 meters high, so relatively visible. And by video materials and so on, the visitors can see what the UN is contributed to this given thematic area.
What is the United Nations' main message?
The messages that the UN have put in our theme statement, the message of the Zero Hunger Challenge and the need to feed the world, but also start to also focusing on the issues of obesity and of a much more healthy food consumption.